Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson joins us for week number 10 of the high school football schedule. The playoffs are underway, and of course, we watched you. You know, you're a big-time star now on the TV again, Travis, on Saturday. How did that go?
Went really well. Thanks to the WI State Network and Nick Cabot from WQOW in Eau Claire for having me in studio up in Eau Claire to break it down. It was it's the third year I've done it, so... fun experience to be able to get up there and just talk about high school football.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten so far, good and bad, about the playoff pairings and how it went this year?
Yeah, overall, I think when you look at it from a macro level, I think it did what people wanted it to do. You know, there's always going to be people that are upset, that feel they were slighted or disadvantaged. I mean, if you're team 33 and 32 teams from your division qualify for the playoffs, you're probably upset. If you're a 5 seed, you're probably thinking, man, I think I should have been a 4 seed and got a home game in level one. So there's always somebody that's going to find, you know, an issue with anything that is done. But overall, I think it went very well. I think there's been, honestly, fewer complaints this year than we've seen in the past. Now, it helps that the WIAA did not mess up this year and put two teams in that shouldn't have been in and keep other teams out. But overall, I think it did what people expected. You know, it changed a little bit of the qualifiers. There were 21 teams that qualified under this new system that would have been different under the old system. And most of those teams, as you can imagine, were down in the lower seeds, right? They are a 7 or 8 seed, or if they missed this year because of this new system, they would have been a 7 or 8 seed probably anyways. So I think, you know, it did what people wanted it to do. And I also think it helped over the course of the year. There were updates released beginning in week 4, I think it was, of the matrix and where the points were and where things stood. And I think that gave people a good understanding of where they were at roughly. Also how things could change from week to week based on their results and some of the results of their opponents. So I think people were a little more mentally prepared for where they ended up or were going to end up as well. So all told, I think things went very positively, and excited to get to the games now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the only thing that I heard negatively was there is a lot of travel involved, but there's kind of give and take when you know, you try to be fair to everybody, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And that's the trade-off that the coaches made and knew that they were making. When you go to a system where it prioritizes much more balancing out the top teams and balancing out the different regions in each division, the trade-off is a little bit more travel potentially. I don't know exactly how it would have been this year compared to previous seasons, but if you go back, when they put this together, the WI did an evaluation, the WFCA did an evaluation of travel in past seasons, if this would have been in place versus what actually was in place. And overall travel in level one was about 5% more under the new plan than it would have been under the old plan. So again, I don't know the exact figures this year, but you know, it does add some travel for some teams in some areas. And again, that's the trade-off that coaches knew that they were going to be making to get better matchups deeper in the playoffs.
When you look at some of the pairings for Southwestern Wisconsin teams, Richland Center has a tough draw tonight.
You're playing the 3-time defending state champions. That's about as tough as it gets. Now, Stratford is not as dominant this year as they have been the last few seasons, but they're still a very, very good football team that has beaten some very good football teams and is going to be a very tough draw for Richland Center. Now, the Hornets have a lot going for them as well. I mean, I think as a 7 seed, I think they've got, you know, some pieces that maybe other teams seated in that area don't have. They've been able to run the football and they've done pretty well offensively this year. Brady Dosh was one of the state leaders, among the state leaders in rushing this year, and they've been able to do some things offensively. Defensively is kind of where they struggled, obviously, at times. But we'll see how things shape up. I mean, Stratford's going to present some challenges that they have not seen this year.
With River Valley, what do you know about Durand, Arkansas, coming down here?
Well, Durand, Arkansas plays in a pretty tough conference. They're in the Clover Belt Conference. I believe they were the third-place team this year. Fourth-place team this year. Regis is in there. Mondovia is in there. Those are two of the better small school teams in the entire state. Durand, Arkansas has had some good teams over the years. They finished with a tough closing schedule, so they lost to Fall Creek, got beat in Week 9 by Mondovia. But they took care of business in the non-conference. They beat a couple playoff teams in non-conference play, Spring Valley and Prescott. So it'll be a tough one for River Valley. That's a tough five to draw for them with a program that's got some pretty good history.
And Ithaca doing battle at Waseca Seneca. I know they lost to them earlier. You know, it's going to be an uphill battle. But still, geographically and everything, that's probably not a bad draw for them, is it?
No, it's a close game. It's a familiar opponent. It's a good opponent. I mean, Waseca Steuben Seneca's only losses this year were to Potosi Casville and Blackhawk, and both were very competitive games. And as you said, Waseca did beat Ithaca head-to-head earlier this year. We talked about it, I think, a few times this year. It seemed like Ithaca, maybe didn't quite get to the level that we thought they would. But this is an opportunity to have a fresh start, right? The playoffs, everybody's 0-0. That's the old cliche. And we see upsets all the time. We see almost every year teams that lost to somebody in the regular season turn around and beat them in the postseason. It happens every year, multiple times, in fact. It's tough to beat a team twice. So a good opportunity for Ithaca to get a little bit of revenge on a game they lost and, kind of get some positive in a season where they've struggled a little bit more than maybe what we thought.
What about some games around the state you're looking forward to, you've got earmarked for this week?
Well, one of the things that I think we're seeing with this new playoff system is that I don't know if we're going to have as many big-time upsets as we've had in the past. And now that's going to bite me in the butt, and there's probably going to be four number eight seeds that beat one seeds. But, with it balancing teams out a little bit more, it'll be interesting to see if there's more chalk than what we have had in the past. We've tracked for a long time the number of road teams that win in the first round of the playoffs and how many teams seeded, 6, 7, and 8, which are really the true upsets, end up falling in each level of the playoffs. So I'm interested to see how that goes. There are really good games at every level of the divisions. Those 4-5 matchups a lot of times are really entertaining because they're teams that are not separated by very much. It's splitting hairs at that point. So we see some of those. We see some rematches in level one. We talked about Ithaca and Waseca Seneca. So all kinds of good matchups around the state as we open up the playoffs.
Speaking of travel, Waterford's got to come quite a ways to play the Reedsburg Beavers this week.
Yeah, we hope they get a little bit of bus leg and come out, sluggish and we take care of business. But that's a solid football team. It's a fairly young football team at Waterford. Their junior class is really strong and they rely on them quite a bit. We're interested and we're excited to get going on an opportunity where we felt like we should have done better in the regular season and competed for a conference championship. Three games that, were one score games that we lost and, so excited to get into the postseason and see where things shake out.
Well, it's less than a month away from our first high school basketball broadcast, so the time is going by fast, isn't it?
Sure is. There's already been a couple of state championships, fall sports contested. More to come. You've got all of the sports getting into postseason play now this week with girls volleyball and boys soccer and, of course, football joining the fray. So it's a sprint to the finish from here. Only 3 weeks on the schedule for soccer and volleyball. We've got 5 weeks of football playoffs that go into that week before Thanksgiving. So it's moving along pretty quickly, and a lot of people are making that switch to winter sports. Some of these athletes that have wrapped up their fall sports or will wrap up their fall sports, especially in the next week or two, open gyms and open ice and open mats and all that kind of stuff happening in advance of practices that begin less than a month away for many of these sports in the winter sports.
What can we look forward to from Bound Wisconsin in coverage for winter sports this year?
Yeah, we'll have full coverage on winter sports, working through some preseason preparations right now and exactly what that's going to look like and what kind of content we're going to put out. Going to try to dip our toes a little bit into some different things than we've done in the past in terms of multimedia and social media. Just had some conversations with Colton Wilson about that last night. As we begin those plannings, we'll have obviously the results and everything else that you're looking for. We'll still have plenty of written content and coverage throughout the winter at boundwisconsin.com. So yeah, excited to get that going as well. It's busy season though for us, just like it is for athletes and everybody else. You know, as we kind of get into that crossover season with fall sports wrapping up, still trying to get ready and get things going for winter sports. It's plenty busy, but do enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a fun time of year, and some of these nights, like tonight, we look at the scores coming in for the high school games, the playoff games. That's kind of where it's bread and butter. You work all week, but this is kind of the icing on the cake, isn't it?
It is, but it's also a bittersweet time of the year. We talk about this every year, that every week fewer and fewer teams are alive, which means more and more players have finished their high school careers. Already for football, 3,000 seniors are done playing that did not make the playoffs. And each week that number increases and the number of teams gets whittled down. It's a bittersweet time with the parent of a senior athlete right now. It's difficult sometimes. I've said it recently. My son suffered a knee injury a couple weeks ago and missed a couple games, but looking forward to him getting back this week. It's terrifying being a parent of a senior athlete, just with the ups and downs and the possibility that it could be the end and injuries and everything else. It's a pretty scary thing to go through, but exciting and loving the journey as well.
No doubt. All right, Travis, thanks for your expertise and good luck this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson, Bound Wisconsin, here on WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And thank you for listening to our broadcast tonight in playoff football featuring River Valley hosting Durand, Arkansas. Got some scores to pass around the state in playoff action. Wazika Steuben leads Ithaca 8-0 at the half. It's River Ridge trailing Blackhawk Warren 8-6 at the third quarter. Potosi Cassville leads Cambria Friesland 35-0 at the half. Fenimore leads Mineral Point 42-7 at the half. Also, Stratford leads Richland Center 27-3 at the half. Darlington leads Melrose Mindoro 28-0 in the second quarter. It is Reedsburg leading Waterford 35-10 in the second. Hurley, in eight-player football, North Crawford beat Hurley 60-12. And also Belmont trails Oakville 26-18 at the half. And we're sending it back to Phil and Hank, the Hankster Prankster Bray, right after this at River Valley High School.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Thank you to Mr. Fabulous for his fabulous halftime show. He'll be back with the post-game show coming up a little bit later on tonight. Prime time, just after 11 o'clock. So. Following football Friday night.
It's better than the show at 1 o'clock, you know.
Oh, yeah. Better than those were the days on Saturday night at midnight.
No, it's not. I mean, our show at 1 o'clock in the morning, Phil, on Friday nights. You know,
yeah,
why people try to figure out why the fair teeth are young. I mean, no one cares.
Okay. Oh, something like that. 14-7, Durant, Arkansas, in the lead here over the River Valley Blackhawks. It was a pass from their quarterback Brining up to William Weisenbeck, and then a Jackson Pickler two-point conversion catch, making it 8-0. On the ensuing kickoff, an 85-yard touchdown by River Valley's Caden Plumley, and River Valley got on the board. A couple of scores in the first half for Durant, Arkansas. That was a Brining 12-yard pass to Ian Havens. The two-pointer missed, and that's where we're at. 14-7 the score here at the break. River Valley is hung with them. There's obviously there's been a couple of big plays, but River Valley has had some plays that were very close. In fact, they missed a 39-yard field goal as well.
You know, if you take it back, we've had three scores and three big plays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, huge plays. So Durant, Arkansas has been inside the 20, hadn't scored. Richland Center was in there, didn't score. So, you know, right now, this is a huge possession to start the second half.
They just announced Molly Mays has officially made it to the upcoming state cross country. And again, the Richland Center Ithaca boys making it to state. It'll be a nice contingent next week at Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, 5 minutes left to go in Wazika, 8-0 still.
5 minutes left to
less
go in the,
than the third. I'm
in
sorry,
the third?
In the third.
Okay,
Wazika still up 8-0 on Ithaca. So
that is a defensive battle, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. I wonder if they've turned the ball over or something to get the score. You never know.
I don't know. Till you mentioned it, it's a key thing for Durant, Arkansas, to get the ball here in the second half. But River Valley had a lot of momentum going into the break.
Yep, and right now it's huge for River Valley. They have to make a stand. They can't give up a big play here. Keep you know, if anything runs on the outside, force them in, and then on the passes, you got to play great defense here.
Osborne with a kick. It is a driver back down to around the 10-yard line, taken there by the Panthers, moving and grooving to the 10 at the 20, 25, 30, 35. He breaks ahead to the 40 and then finally brought down at the 45-yard line. Good return by number 10, Miles Kolesky.
A good return for Durant, Arkansas. Bad return for River Valley.
Tackle made by Knockreiner. So that's where the visitors will take over. You looked it up here at halftime. That's a longer trip than I thought it was.
Yeah, 3 hours. It's 175 miles. It's 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, boy. That is a long ways.
It is a little bit farther than what I have to drive.
Yeah, a little bit. Ball at their own 45-yard line. So leading the charge is their quarterback, and Brett Brining. He'll take it out of the shotgun snap and operates from his 40. Handoff going to the right side, off right tackle. Pushing his way is Ian Havens, and he's got quickly about a first down, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's going to be close. He marked him short, but we do have a flag. I believe it's going to be a hold on Arkansas Durant coming from the backside.
All right. So the officials talk about it?
Or an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty here, so.
Really? All right.
Now, number 88 already has one unsportsmanlike conduct. If he gets another one, he's disqualified for this game and the next game.
They're going to call it against the Panthers.
I didn't see what it was.
Holding.
It was a holding, yes.
Yeah. So the spot of the foul, it's going to back it up to the 35, I believe.
No, it's going to be at the end of the run, which should be, maybe it is.
I was thinking you had it back at the 35. But, yeah, you're right. The run went all the way to near the first down stick. Holding must have occurred right at the line of scrimmage. First and 20. There's the snap. Back to throw the quarterback. Caught on the near side by the Panthers. And the receiver, Weiss, puts his head down, shoulder down, moves to the 45, and then eventually out of bounds. Taken out by Caden Plumley. So they got back the penalty yards.
So that swing pass works pretty good for him right now, to get at least getting 5 to 10 yards.
Yeah, he has the ability to really throw it downfield,
yes,
but some of these passes are those swings behind the line of scrimmage. Second down play for the Panthers.
That penalty was big for River Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're looking, instead of a second and four earlier, now they're looking for a second and 11.
Looking it over is Brining. There's the snap. Shotgun start. Backs up to his 35. And now wings it on the far side. Caught wide open. And a first down into River Valley territory. All the way to the 38 out of bounds. There's Weiss again.
That's your buddy that we couldn't find on the stat sheet.
Didn't mark him, but I should have. He's making all the plays on offense. It'll be at the 38-yard line of River Valley. First and 10 for the Panthers.
Now, Duran, Arkansas's quarterback's pretty good.
Not afraid to stand in the pocket.
No, he's not.
Doesn't get happy feet back there.
No, and he's taking a couple good big shots.
First and 10 in River Valley territory. Blackhawk defense digging in strong. Riding takes the snap, hands off, running up the gut. River Valley got him right away. Hey, nice play. First man there was River Valley's Jaden Gauger.
I have an update for the Ithaca score, Phillip. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third, Wazika's up on Ithaca 8-6 now.
Ooh, Bulldogs scored.
Yes, they did.
Second down and 11 for the Panthers. Ball on the 39-yard line of River Valley. Panthers look it over. Awaiting the snap. Riding. Now he'll hand off. There's that reverse coming back to the near side. And Gauger and company are going to rip it down. Nice play by Jaden Gauger. About a 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's the same play that River Valley runs with Plummer. Or Plummer. Plumley.
Ball back at the 44-yard line. So a loss of a few. Third down at about 16 for the Panthers. River Valley read that well. Two big defensive plays in a row for Jaden Gauger of River Valley.
He's a nice player, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
The little knock rider kid, too, I like him, too.
Yeah, back in the deep backfield, center field area. Back to throw as the QB throws a little screen to the left flat. Here comes the receiver, makes the catch. 50, 45 in the River Valley territory. 40, down to the 35. Spun around down to the 31-yard line. Got a lot of it back on that screen pass. Catch and run by Ethan Mack.
Going to mark him at the 32-yard line.
You're right. That's going to be a fourth down, Hank.
It is. Fourth and four. You know what's weird on that play? No, there were no flags. So.
No, sometimes there are. Haven't seen a lot of screens.
Especially on the screen.
Yeah. Fourth down from the 32-yard line. Fourth and 4 yards to go. 9.5 remaining here in the third quarter. 14-7, Durand, Arkansas in the lead. Mighty fine ball game tonight. Up to snap the ball, number 74, Taven Krings. Awaiting the snap is the quarterback. There's the snap. They take the handoff, throw a little completion over the middle, complete to the 25, down to the 20, down to the 15, to the 10, to the goal line, touchdown for Durand, Arkansas. And that was the big tight end, William Weisenbeck, and it is a touchdown to make it 20-7.
Did you see the long delay at the handoff? I mean, again, it was another play-action pass, tight end, wide open, and touchdown Durand, Arkansas.
They set it
up. That's a nice play.
Didn't they? They
yeah.
really did. They sold it. And so the touchdown, that is a 33-yard TD. And again, it is Weisenbeck, good target. He ran well with it afterwards.
He's got good hands.
They'll bring the play in from the far side. We'll see if they go for two. Right now leading by 13, they can take it up by 15. 9-11 remaining here in the third quarter. The Panthers up to the football, two men wide to the far side. Finding, awaiting the snap, man in motion. There's the pitch, little shovel to the left side. Now they're going to throw it with a halfback, and it's down in the end zone and incomplete. Trying to pass was Ethan Mack. Intending it for Jason Pickler, and almost intercepted by one of the Blackhawks. I believe that might have been Quincy Blinkley. So it's no good. 20-7, Durand, Arkansas leading River Valley. 9-11 remaining in the third here on WRCO Sports.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Kick off by the Panthers, and River Valley will return it. Spinning around to the 30. Out to the 33 is Gauger, and that's where River Valley will take over for its first possession of the second half. They trail by 13.
Yes, they do. Fenimore now up on Mineral Point, 42-7 in the third quarter. And
Score surprise you?
It does. It really does surprise me. Does it you?
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be that lopsided.
I didn't either. And then Amherst now 22-7 over Lancaster.
Okay. So here we are, first down for River Valley. Let's see if they can get something going. Blackhawks, Ray Cuddle, Carson's up to snap the ball. The rest of the line in and around him. Radel, Brickle, Stangle, Chouse. And right now, long snap count. Man in motion. Klein now throws it to Plumlee. And he goes to the 30, 35, puts the shoulder down, spins to the 41. Good run after the catch.
Another great design to get Plumlee the football.
Yeah, they make things happen when it's in his hands.
Yes, they do.
He'll mark it second and short.
He's really hard to bring down with the speed that he has.
Get a little running start on some of these. Yeah, he's definitely tough to bring down. Of course, had the kickoff return for a touchdown. So far, River Valley's only score.
Yes.
Up to the football from the 41-yard line. Awaiting the snap, and there's the handoff. Klein hands off. Plumlee trying to break the near side. Brings the blocker within 45, 50 to the 48-yard line. Good job pulling out again was Blake Brickle. And the run is made, and it's another first down for the Blackhawks.
Casting over Brookwood, 10-0 in the third. Phillip.
Good ball game there. Y-Connect Wireless, Phil Nee flip phone. Hank's looking at it tonight.
I'm surprised you're letting me look at it.
Yeah, it's a collector's item. First down, Klein has a man to his right. That's Plumlee. There's the snap from Carstensen. Hand off Plumlee, running left tackle. Brickle goes with him again and pushes to the 45. There's a flag.
You have a hold, Bill.
Brought down at the 46-yard line.
Is it going to be a hold or a face mask?
Okay.
It's going to be a hold.
Against River Valley. That kind of shoots it down.
That shoots you in the foot.
Mm-hmm. We talked about volleyball and how a service error after you get a really big kill or something, you come back and you hit into the net.
Yeah,
boy,
it kills you.
Takes the wind out.
It takes the wind out, yeah.
Good luck to our volleyball team.
Oh, yes. Richland Center and River Valley on the road tomorrow. So.
River Valley's at Mineral Point. Richland Center in Onalaska to take on Luther. River Valley football team back at its own 42-yard line.
Soccer team's in action tomorrow as well.
Yeah, River Valley's here. 7 o'clock kickoff time tomorrow night. There's the snap from center. Back is Klein. Throws it near side. Caught by Heiser, and then it's going to be knocked away.
Nice defense.
Hit immediately by Jackson Weiss.
And his arm come around to knock the football, or it would have been a catch. So
see more and more of the NFL teams going to the punch, knocking that ball loose, especially on a running back, on a running play, or quarterback. I mean, I guess it's good strategy.
Yeah.
Part of the game.
Yep.
Second down play, and from the 42-yard line for River Valley, second down, and 20 yards to go. Line operating out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Backs up to his own 30. Now throws a little center screen. Caught in the middle there by Plumlee. Trying to get going. He's to the 49 of River Valley and brought down. Gain of about 8 before the stop is made.
You and I were discussing this at the halftime, but River Valley probably needs to go to the pass. I mean, they gained 10 yards on that one. Unless do we have a flag? Their down box has not moved.
They're acting like it. River Valley is backing up. I did not see it.
I did not see it either.
So the officials will talk about it. What is the call? Too many men on the field?
No, I think it's going to be a legal man downfield.
A legal man downfield. He might have been just scratching the top of his hat or something.
No, that's it. A legal man downfield.
Yep. You know, and you have that because that was the screen play, right?
Yeah. Was it before the line of scrimmage, though? Was it in the backfield? You know?
second and short.
Yep. So they'll move that back to the 42-yard line, maybe even further. Haven't officially decided yet. There it is, back to the 37 of River Valley. So another loss. They're going in the wrong direction after getting some good forward progress into Arkansas-Duran territory. For the first down, they need to get to the 38 of the Panthers. River Valley is at its own 32-yard line, so simply said, a long way to go. River Valley up to the football. Klein looking it over. He's got Jones to his right side. There's the snap, and Luke's back to throw. Now they're coming after him. Pocket breaks down. He's running near side, trying to throw it, and then it's intercepted. And it's picked off by a big lineman. He's sideline, and he's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
It's your number 11.
Jackson Pickler picked that off. The quarterback was nearly down, and he was trying not to get sacked, and he was trying to, I think, throw it away. I don't think he saw Pickler. And the only question is whether Klein was down or not, Henry.
I don't think he was. He was falling backwards, and he just threw the football. And here's the thing. There should have been a flag thrown anyway for the ball didn't cross the line of scrimmage, so it should have been intentional grounding. They're not going to call it once it's a pick six.
Yeah.
If they do, you just decline it anyway.
Yeah, so they take it back 32 yards for a score after the INT. And that makes it 26-7. And the Panthers going for two. There's the handoff, running play, going to the quarterback. No, he didn't hand it off. He kept it himself. Brett Brining, quarterback keeper, and he gets it in to make it 28-7. Durant, Arkansas, leading River Valley. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while providing a community service by giving back to the games that meant so much to you. By becoming a WIAA licensed official, it gives you the opportunity to be involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing the lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in education-based athletics. Signing up is easy. Simply online at WIAA.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WRCO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Public service reminder from the WIAA, we need good officials, and Henry's getting old. So.
And you said good.
Right? He's getting old. Long in the tooth.
Yes, yes.
He's doing several playoff games this year, but not this week. You got to pace yourself, right?
You got to pace yourself. They usually don't give you 1, 2, 3.
There's the kickoff, and it's going to go out of bounds right around the 10-yard line, and River Valley will either take it at the 35 and have him re-kick.
I'd probably take it at the 35 if it was me. That's pretty good field position here.
Mm-hmm. River Valley discussing it with the sideline. They'll get it back with 7:24 remaining in the third. There's still time, but certainly that play takes a lot of wind out of your sails.
They're going to re-kick it, Phil.
Going to have them try it again. Well, got to see if he can get better than the 35.
Well, you know, but if he got Plumlee in the back there, I mean, seriously.
That's what I was just thinking.
And he, you know, anytime he touches the football, he's got a shot.
At an 85-yard earlier, their only score. So the River Valley offense has not scored tonight. Special teams did. And they will make Durant, Arkansas, kick it again. Stratford leading Richland Center 34-3. That is in the third quarter. You mentioned Amherst up on Lancaster 29-7. Mentioned Wazika Steuben Seneca 8-6 over Ithaca. Last year, that it's just Ithaca. It'll be Ithaca Weston next year.
Yes, it will. And that's not a bad thing.
No, I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
Weston getting away from the 8-player football and back to 11. Here's a kick, and it's going to bounce down around the 16. Taken there by Plumlee, 25-30, 35-40. Moving and grooving to the 45, and then finally brought down and maybe a face mask at the end of the play.
I think we had one face mask. The question is going to be, is it going to be 5 or 10, or 5 or 15?
Drake Peterson on the tackle, and that football just hit the official on the head as it came back this way.
Go look back and made him kick it again. They're out at the 50-yard line, so they gained 15 yards for making him kick.
It was a good play.
Yeah, it was. We got something, though. It looked like it's going against River Valley.
Wow, okay.
Because you and I both saw the same thing, yeah. I think, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Saw a face mask on the tackle. Holding.
Holding.
Declined. And then
block in the back.
Block in the back. Okay. So the one that is the biggest is the block in the back, right?
Yes. 11:05 to go in the fourth quarter, Wazika. And now Wazika's up 16-6.
Oh. Good ball game.
Good ball game.
Ball is marked right around the 30-yard line. River Valley zone.
Well, and talking about that penalty again, you know, where they make them re-kick it. I mean, that's a costly 20-yard penalty right there.
Yes, it is. So the ball back at the 30-yard line, River Valley's own. Trying to get it going again. Try to avoid some penalties here and get a little momentum if you're River Valley. Three men wide to the left side. Klein all alone by his lonesome in the backfield. Jones on the near side is split out. Now Plumlee in motion. Gets the handoff. Running to the near side. Follows a block on the left side from Jones. Moves to the 35 out to the 38-yard line. A gain of about 8.
Yeah, a couple yards shy of a first down. Nice run.
Gang tackled by Durand, Arkansas. Number 81, A.J. Wittig on the stop.
He's got a great cutback, though, because they actually, Durand, Arkansas, had that play stopped, and he had a great cutback on against the lane. And defense was going one way, and he cut it back the other way. Nice job.
As you watch running backs, those that have a good football sense, it's fun to watch
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
It's like, okay, nothing here. We're going to make something go this way. And a lot of times on those plays, that's where you get a lot of yards.
Yeah, if you remember the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the wishbone with the cutback play, right?
Yeah, you bet. Second down, back to throw is Klein. Going to air one out along the sideline for Heiser. Can't get it. It's incomplete. And pass was defended by Weiss. And there is a flag.
Where is the flag?
Back here around the 33-yard line, unless somebody dropped a popcorn bag.
It looks like we have a hold. They're probably going to move it back here. If it's going to be second short. They're going to go back.
Those flags kind of blend in pretty well.
Yes, they do.
I've seen officials using pink flags this year.
Yeah, and they're starting to go to orange. If you see the orange bags on there, those are actually bean bags.
Uh-huh.
To throw with it, you know, if it's a fumble or...
Probably, yeah, so you can mark it?
Yep.
I see. Yeah, I've noticed those. That'll bring up second down and 12 yards to go for River Valley back at the 28. River Valley just not really able to get anything consistently going.
And if they do, they end up with a penalty or...
Yeah. Penalty's costly. So Klein in the backfield awaiting the snap. There it is. Hands off. No, he's going to fake it to Plumlee. Rolls to the near side to the 20. Looking, throws it, and it is incomplete. Threw it out of bounds at the sideline. Ron Osborne, the kicker, catches it out of bounds.
He did a nice job. He got in.
He's a soccer guy. He's not supposed to touch the ball. Plus, he's not a goalie, I don't think.
That play almost looked like deja vu when they scored. When they had a pick six, though.
Tried to throw it away, yeah. Stops the clock with 6:17 remaining. First half went very quickly. Second half not as quickly with a few penalties. A score by Durand, Arkansas. A couple of scores. There's the snap. Klein rolling to the near side, throwing from his 20 to the near side, and incomplete for Heiser at the 45. Would have been a first down. Covered up by Weiss and Isaac Sabelko.
Is this going to be our first punt, Bill?
I think so.
I think it is.
Let me look back here. Absolutely right, Hank. I don't mean to sound surprised, but you are right. Wow, but that's kind of an interesting stat.
I don't think they're going to punt it.
Yeah, River Valley went for it a couple of times.
They're going for it again, Bill.
Fourth down and 12 yards to go from River Valley's 28-yard
line. Oh, now they're going to punt it.
Yep, Klein is also the punter.
Okay.
So he drops way back.
Sneaky little guys, aren't they?
Snap, there's the placement of the kick from the near side and a fair catch called, and it's going to be taken around the 44-yard line. So that's where Weiss will haul it in, and that's where the Panthers will take over after River Valley punt. Sounds like they're bringing popcorn around, Hank. Get a little bit, maybe.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Yeah. You'll be eating popcorn. Maybe if you go underneath the bleachers, somebody might have dropped something.
Maybe. Maybe they dropped a whole bag or something.
They might have. First down for the Panthers in their purple pants. Somebody told me I had the wrong colors on, but I'm wearing blue.
And I looked it up, and it said blue. But they ain't nothing blue about them guys.
It's purple, unless I'm colorblind.
kind of like the Vikings, you know.
They're purple.
Yeah, they're purple.
Awaiting the snap from center, there is the ball off the carpet. Now the quarterback picks it up, throws it complete to the right side, to the 50. To River Valley territory around the 48-yard line, spun around and dropped down after the catch by number 10, Miles Krolewski. Got all of 9 yards on that.
I tell you what, their offense is potent, but when it's not potent, it's very easily stopped. I mean, that's the first time I've seen that play this in today's game.
Mm-hmm.
So
they've had much more success with the air game, though. Air raid, right?
Yes.
Second down and 11 yards to go from the 47-yard line of River Valley. Looking it over is the quarterback. Riding takes it. Hands off. Running play left side. First down to the River Valley 44-yard line. Carried by Ethan Mack. Dix will move. Eyes around the tackle. And also helped out by number 52, Colt Neubauer.
So first and 10 here. River Valley's got to get a stop here.
Try to get it back.
One way or the other, Phil.
Durant, Arkansas can chew up some clock here.
Yes, they can.
If they don't have a big play. They have proven they can kind of patiently go at it.
And you know, it seems like any time they're in long, they don't worry about it. They just step up and get it.
Snap from center, handoff, running play, cutting back across the field to the 39 of River Valley. About 5 yards.
Now, did you see the running back? He's going and going, and all of a sudden he cuts up.
Right.
That's what you call a zone read. Or I wish we already knew that, but, you know, it's a zone read offense, and it's kind of like what North Crawford does in 8-man.
Oh, sure. Richard Ludak on the stop.
And it's really hard to stop.
Yeah, I can see that. But, again, it takes some good football sense by the running back to kind of know where to go. Second down play, 5 yards to go, right around the River Valley 40-yard line. Shotgun snap. Pass complete to Weiss on the near side. He's got a first down. Puts the shoulder down. Rolls out of bounds at the 31. Plumley with a hit. And the player from Durant, Arkansas, a little slow to get up after the hit.
Got a late flag, Bill.
That was kind of away from the play, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I got an update on the score in Wazika, Bill.
Okay.
24-6. Seneca Wazika Steuben up with 10 minutes left in the game.
Pull it away.
Yes, they
you
are.
You know, the first time they played Ithaca, it was 14-13 Ithaca, like late in the third quarter.
Okay.
And early fourth quarter, and then, yeah, it wound up 28-14. So Wazika Steuben's kind of maybe wearing them down a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know.
And Wazika can come at you in waves like that, too. So.
Yep.
That's your number two guy that actually down. I never saw the penalty, but it's against Durand, Arkansas.
Is it a holding?
I don't know what it was, to tell you the truth. We dropped a beanbag and a flag. I never saw the penalty.
Yeah, they haven't done a real good job of telling the booth what going on. They don't look this way and signal what the play is. So I need the PA guys kind of struggling.
I still don't know.
Stratford leading Richland Center 41-3. That's with 4:18 left in the third. Reedsburg up on Waterford, 35-17. Waterford had a long journey tonight
as
well.
Yes, they did.
Second down, 15 yards to go from the 50 for Durand, Arkansas. There's the snap, handoff. There's the reverse running back to the far side. Now to the 45, to the 40 of River Valley. Spun down around the 37. Good run by Mack on the reserve, on the reverse. Brought down by Sumner Nuckreiner. So now moving downhill, the Panthers here in the third quarter with 3:35 to play.
It's been a decent ball game, though. I mean, penalties killed both sides at this point, though, Phil.
Right. 14-7 and a half. Yeah, very close game. Then a pick six in there, which makes it look a little bit more lopsided.
Yep, it does.
Two scores since halftime for the Panthers. Brett Reining, the quarterback, operating out of the shotgun, awaiting a snap from the 45 of River Valley. There it is. Hand off and a running play up the gut again. Number 6, Ian Havens, close to a first down, got to the 35. Sumner Nuckreiner filling the gap pretty well.
Looks like it's going to be fourth and a long one, Phil.
Yeah, you're right. So they'll place the ball down, and of course, Durant, Arkansas will go for it. Both teams at 6-3.
Yeah, no punts tonight. I've never seen that yet.
One. Right?
No.
River Valley just punted.
Oh, gee, many
Christmas. Yeah. One.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Well, it was none before that.
One punt, Phil.
One punt.
I've seen that before.
Ooh, somebody had the wrong snap count for Grand Arkansas. He's 5 yards downfield, and the ball isn't snapped yet. That doesn't happen very often. When I played, I knew the snap, and the other 10 guys didn't.
You know, they, yeah, exactly. That's what you, they'd coach, they messed up.
They'd take off, and I had snapped it yet. That's kind of what happened there. So back into the 41. 5 yard loss for Grand Arkansas to get his fourth down. Let's see if that changes their strategy.
Coach is wrong. All 10 of them. Yes.
All 10 of them, yeah. Rules have changed a little bit. I've said that before. Now, if you're the center, you still have to ask if you can, like, turn the ball, right? Or
no, usually they allow you to turn the ball. They don't let you pick up the ball. So you pick up the football, then that's the legal procedure. They're punting, Bill.
Yeah, Plumlee is back. At least that's the indication anyway. This would be the first punt for Grand Arkansas. High snap. Hunter steps into it, and then he spirals it. Going to be taken. Oh, dropped.
Oh, no.
And then Plumlee falls on it. It's loose. Now picked up by, oh, Durant Arkansas got it, didn't they? In the 9-yard line. Oh, man. That didn't go well. So they will get the ball back on a ball that was
at the 11-yard line.
Mishandled. Oh, boy. So that's where they will take over.
So what happened on that, on the fumble there, you know, he had it at the 9. The first guy touched it and fumbled, and they recovered it forward, so they have to take it back to where the ball was picked up. And that's the new rule this year in football. So.
All right, that's good to know. So it's at the 11-yard line of River Valley after the fumbled punt. That makes it 28-7, and Durant, Arkansas is knocking on the proverbial door again. The Wirtz Flooring home red zone. Man on motion. There's a handoff going to the right side around a gaping hole. He's going to move and groove down around the goal line, and he is in for a score. Ian Havens with the touchdown run. 11-yard touchdown run for Havens, and Durant, Arkansas taking advantage right there.
Did you see how he just waiting until a hole come open? That's that zone read, and it's tough.
Very patient, you know, because I think it's easy just to kind of, you know, get out there and we got to get going on this and not take the time. But he took the time really well.
Yes, he did.
Blocking develop. So an extra point try coming up, or I should say points try. I mean, the quarterback takes the snap, handoff or running play, and River Valley gets him down. Nice play. Several Hawks were back there, and the first was number 24, Spencer Sackett, and then joined by Jaden Gauger. 34-7, Durant, Arkansas on the lead. 1:52 remaining in the third here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Welcome back to River Valley, 34-7. Durant, Arkansas in the lead. They score a couple of touchdowns here in a matter of the last 5 minutes.
Yes.
Taking advantage of a fumbled punt. Here's the kickoff. Ball is going to be taken by Gauger back around the 11-yard line to the 15, to the 20. 25, turns to the near side, 30, and puts the shoulder down, tries to keep it going. He's brought down at the 33-yard line. Tackled by Lucas Reckon.
Yeah, number 10. Kind of injured. He got really nailed in the back on that one. Update at the Wazika game, Phil. It's 24-14. Wazika now with 7 minutes left. And this is all these scores are brought to you by Ben Doone. So thank you, Ben.
What does he advertise?
Well, he advertises a baseball coach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He doesn't have a business in Wazika?
No, no.
He doesn't have stock in the Krejci Mart down there?
Yelling at umpires, that's all he does. So. No, he's very good.
First down and 10 from the 32-yard line, River Valley zone, trying to get something going. Awaiting the snap from center, there it is. Hand off for a running play going to the left side. It's spread out well by Durant, Arkansas. Then shooting ahead, number 13, Aiden
nice
Hill.
Job.
First down.
Aiden Hill, the ball.
He did kind of the same thing.
Yes,
he waited for the blocking to develop. And
nice job. Nice run. Patient. Picks up 10 yards and a first down for the Blackhawks.
Sticks will move again. Well, he's talking about being a center. I remember he always had to ask the official if you could move the ball, meaning if you could tilt it.
Yeah, you can tilt it now.
But you used to have to ask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you used to have to ask, because if you tilted it without asking, they had every opportunity to blast you as a center. First and 10, awaiting the snap. There it is. Hand off going for Plumlee on a running play. 40, 42, pushes the pile of the 45 out to the 46-yard line. Good strong run by Caden Plumlee. Tackle made by Jackson Pickler. Another play that we used to run back in the day, only on occasion, but you can't do it anymore, but the coach would bring a guy to the sideline, and he would stay in bounds.
Right.
So he's behind the line of scrimmage in bounds, and the coach would just be berating him, like, what are you doing out there, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden he would say, go. He would take off and be wide open.
And you can still do that as long as you start inside the numbers before the play.
Here's a throw by Klein, near side, knocked away at the last minute, down around the 33. That was intended for Aiden Hill, and incomplete. Klein showing a good arm there.
Yeah, that was a nice toss. Does he pitch any?
I don't think he does.
Okay. A lot of quarterbacks do play baseball, and they usually throw.
They're usually pretty good at it.
Yes, they are.
There's quite a few NFL quarterbacks that have pitched.
John Elway was one.
Yeah.
I mean, they say he threw hard. And I guarantee you Brett Favre probably could have.
Yeah, he might have in high school.
I'm sure he did.
Third down play for River Valley coming up from the 46-yard line. Fine, awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Hand off. Plumlee going to the left side, pushing his way to the 45, out to the 47. And then the pile comes flying back in there. They throw him all the way back to the 40. Forward progress to around the 47. But it's fourth down.
He's a hard kid to get down on the turf. So he runs hard and stays low.
Fine runs the play in from the near side. It will be fourth down at about 5 yards to go for River Valley. Might be the final play of the third. They're hustling to get up to the line, though. 5-4-3. There's the snap. Back to throw is Klein. Caught on the near side by Glogger. Turns in and then downfield to the 45 to the 44. First down, River Valley.
Yeah, nice play. First down Valley, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter.
Jordan Gogger with a good catch, Klein with a good throw, and we go to the fourth, 34-7. Durant, Arkansas leading River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them well managed is a big responsibility. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help your timber reach its full potential, a win-win for everyone. Landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green too. Call professional timber managers today, 608-524-4412, and let Meister Log and Lumber work for you and your trees.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. We get ready for the fourth. It's 34-7 in favor of Durand, Arkansas. And River Valley getting set for the snap. Klein with a first and 10 play. Jones in motion. He'll get the handoff reverse. Coming back to Plumlee on the near side. Stiff arms one. 45-40. Down to the 37-yard line at Durand, Arkansas.
Nice play.
Plumlee's still running strong.
I'll tell you what, that boy's going to be sore in the morning, won't he?
Yeah, you bet. Heiser with a lead block. Tackle made by Lincoln Richardson. River Valley with a second down play coming up. Had a good season. We've had some good games on. Maybe none better than 2 weeks ago with New Glarus here at River Valley. 1 point game. Second down play. Klein takes the snap, backs up to around the 45. They're coming after him. The pocket breaks down. He throws it incomplete, and the hit made on the far side. Now, did he get rid of it? He was in the pocket. Is there no flag on that one?
There shouldn't be.
The pass was at the feet of a lineman.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
There it is.
There.
So the middle man, the judge with the light hat, throws the flag.
Yeah, it's going to be his call because now what he has to do is make sure that there's no one else around it or an eligible receiver around it.
Mm-hmm. So the officials will confer once again. 34-7 our score here at River Valley. The only flip phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless.
Should be a loss of down here too, Bill.
Is it?
Defensive ground.
Okay. Fenimore 50, Mineral Point 7. That is a final.
I don't understand that game.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I have to look back and see what it was last week, but I thought it was a close game last week.
Yeah, and it's not a 5-yard penalty. It's where the grounding occurred.
Mark it at the 43-yard line of Durant, Arkansas.
It should have been back at the 46-yard line of River Valley.
Stratford leading Richland Center 41-3 at last word. Third down play for River Valley in Durant, Arkansas territory. 42-yard line awaiting the snap from center. Back to throw is Klein from around the midfield. Throws to the near side. Caught here by Gauger. Jordan turns downfield and down to the 34. Stays in bounds. Brought down by Richardson. So we'll wait and see. It's going to be fourth and short for River Valley. 11 minutes remaining in the football game. Tomorrow, soccer and volleyball going on. Ball sports coming down to the wire.
You know what? It is. It's wrapping up fast.
Fourth down, River Valley in tight. Now, Klein, and he's the quarterback and the punter, initially kind of dropped back like he was going to punt. River Valley in tight now on a fourth down, and there's the whistle.
We're going to call timeout here.
River Valley.
I think they're a little confused, though.
Yep. 34-7, Durant, Arkansas in the lead. 10:32 to play on WRCO Radio Sports.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Awaiting the snap, Klein is back to throw on fourth down. He completes it to Foley.
Nice job.
Over the middle, first down, down to the 26 of Arkansas Durant.
That's a tough catch right there in the middle of everybody. But you know you're going to get it popped.
Yes, you are.
And he just went up and caught it, turned around, and then he got popped, but he kept going.
So River Valley going no huddle from the 26-yard line. Somebody might have jumped. Here's a throw from Klein on the near side. It is caught by Gauger at the 22. No flags on the play. And I believe he went out of bounds. Stops the clock with 10:13 to play. Second down and about 6 yards to go for the River Valley Blackhawks from the 23 of Durand, Arkansas. I think it's my first call for a local team against Durand, Arkansas in all my years. I don't ever recall.
Really?
Oh, yeah, pretty sure.
You've called a lot of games.
Yes, in the thousands.
Up in that area, Eau Claire Regis a few times, some of those schools. Second down, man in motion. There's a fake handoff to Jones. Klein is going to air one. He's got a man. Plumlee has got a step and a touchdown. River Valley. Hey, nice job.
Play. And again, it was the pass action, or the play action that got him froze, and Plumlee, you ain't going to stick with Plumlee.
And a great feather touch throw there by Klein. I mean, he just got it right in there, got him in full stride. So it is a 23-yard touchdown from Klein to Plumlee. But Plumlee has scored a special teams touchdown and now gets the catch on offense. Here comes Osborne with the extra point try. Blakely is the holder. Long snap count. There's the placement. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And that makes it 34-14. River Valley gets back within 20. 10:06 remaining on WRCO Radio Sports.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may